Around the country, people are learning that their drinking water is polluted with a potentially harmful group of chemicals. They're called PFAS, P-F-A-S, and they're linked to a number of illnesses, including cancer. The Trump administration is working on a plan to regulate them. Some in Congress are pressing for it to move faster. NPR's Jeff Brady has been looking into this and joins us now. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Ari.
But first of all, what are these chemicals?
PFAS, it's an entire group of several thousand man-made chemicals, and some of them have been around for decades. These chemicals are good at repelling oil and water, and that makes them really useful for all sorts of products like nonstick cookware, coatings on fast food wrappers, pizza boxes. And the places where PFASs are used in manufacturing, those are generally the places that are the most polluted. There are some sites in New York, North Carolina, Michigan, just to name a few places. PFASs also are in firefighting foam used at airports and military bases. In some cases around the country, the chemicals have migrated into local drinking water, and the estimates on exactly how many people are affected vary, but it's safe to say that the number is in the millions.
How harmful to people can these chemicals be? What kinds of problems do they cause?
The research is limited, so it's hard to pin down exactly how harmful these chemicals are. Scientists will say PFASs are linked to certain illnesses. Here's Laurel Shader. She's a research scientist with an advocacy group called the Silent Spring Institute.
PFAS chemicals have been linked to a wide range of health effects, including cancer, low birth weight, thyroid disease, elevated cholesterol, and effects on the immune system.
Manufacturers have agreed to stop using two forms of PFAS in the U.S., but these chemicals take a long time to break down in the environment, and that's why they are still a problem now.
And how are regulators responding to this, especially given the uncertainty?
The EPA requires most water utilities to test for a list of PFASs, and in 2016, the agency lowered a non-binding health advisory limit for some PFAS chemicals. It's now 70 parts per trillion. I'm told that's about 70 grains of sand in an Olympic-sized swimming pool. And some environmental advocates argue the level should be even lower than that. But all this uncertainty, it creates confusion, especially for water companies like Aqua America. It's based in suburban Philadelphia. Christopher Crockett is the chief environmental officer there, and he says companies like his need clearer direction from the EPA and from policymakers.
To be able to explain to the public, am I above or below a safe level here? And do we need to put treatment on in this community, and how soon? And that still needs to be determined, and that needs to be determined as soon as possible.
Now, the EPA is working on a plan to manage PFAS chemicals. The agency just wrapped up a series of public meetings around the country. The plan is expected by the end of the year.
The Trump administration has been so staunchly anti-regulation, especially rolling back protections meant to keep people safe from environmental contaminants. Why are they responding differently to this?
An issue like this, it really fits in with the way the Trump administration has tried to narrow the focus of the EPA away from things like climate change and toward issues such as clean air and clean water. Also, we should keep in mind that the EPA is still working on its plan to manage PFAS chemicals, and we don't know what that plan is going to look like until it's out sometime in the next few months.
So what could people do to protect themselves today?
Well, the water utility Aqua that we heard from just a minute ago, they've installed these big carbon filters to bring the levels down, and that works. The utility says the water is safe to drink. If you're still worried about it, those filters that you get in a refrigerator or in water pitchers, those will bring the levels down too. But I've talked with people here who still just don't trust their water, that it's safe, and they're continuing to drink bottled water.
That's NPR's Jeff Brady. Thanks.
Thank you, Ari.
And tomorrow we'll visit a New Hampshire town where there's concern that these chemicals are leaking from a landfill into drinking water.